This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on artificial intelligence and its significance. The participants are Dr. Utpal Chakraborty, artificial intelligence expert, and Bala Nagendran D., Akashvani correspondent.
Artificial intelligence has become the watchword across the globe. To talk more about artificial intelligence, as we have various perceptions and questions, we are joined by an expert filled with experience, Dr. Utpal Chakraborty. Sir, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Sir, I would like to begin from the very basic. What is artificial intelligence?
Artificial intelligence is, we are trying to mimic the human brain into our semiconductor. So that means with artificial intelligence, we are trying to bring that cognitive element into the machine. So, and for doing that, we have got a couple of mechanisms like something called machine learning. So first, you teach the machine what it needs to perform, and then it can automatically perform whatever has been assigned to it. We also have something called deep learning, which is very similar to a human neural system, wherein like we train the deep learning model with a huge amount of data, and the machine itself creates a memory map, and then if you give any kind of task to the machine, whether to distinguish between cat and dog, or to generate some kind of a content which is completely new, there are various other things that you can do on your text, on your audio, on your image. Okay, it will be able to do that. But having said that, it has got a very broader perspective. So it can also do lot many other things in the field of medicine, in the field of education, in Industry 4.0, and lot many other fields.
Now, sir, I would like to know the history, because when we speak about computers, we have generations, first, second, third. And when we speak about various technological innovations, they have historic backgrounds. So could you trace us the historic background of artificial intelligence?
So artificial intelligence can be traced back to late 60s, when we had different kind of machine learning models and also different kind of the neural networks, the deep learning models. And since then, it has been evolving to a stage what we can see today. In between, there were a little bit of challenges in terms of data, because for machine learning models or deep learning models, we require a huge amount of data to train the models. And also, at the same time, we require a huge computation, right? So computing power. And that was kind of a challenge since probably 2 decades before. But now we have overcome that, because now we have got a huge compute power, as well as we have got huge storage, and also we are collecting all kinds of data. And that's how you can see like artificial intelligence is touching all of our lives today.
Sir, now we are getting into the application aspects. Could we start from the application of AI in the field of health, how it is progressing and what you expect to do?
In the area of health, basically, and in medicine, drug research is one area which has been revolutionized by artificial intelligence. And also the predictive health nowadays. So you can actually collect all the body parameters and all other things, and you can actually predict a lot of diseases, whether a person could have some kind of cardiac ailment down the line or any kind of lifestyle diseases or something like that, looking at different parameters, and you churn out those parameters with some machine learning models. So that is one area. Another is clinical imaging or clinical pathology. So wherein already AI has done a great progress, and AI can detect cancers, AI can detect a lot many others like diabetic retinopathy, AI can detect many other diseases which have not been possible to do it with the conventional way. So these are some applications in AI, specifically on healthcare.
Learning should be made easier for everybody. So application of AI in education, if you could tell us how it is progressing.
Yes, so on education, mainly personalized education and adaptive learning, these are something which has been powered by AI and machine learning. So when we talk about personalized education, that means AI knows the strength and weaknesses of a particular student or a particular person. It can also understand the needs of that individual, and it can recommend different kind of contents, or you can tailor the contents according to the need of that person. So that is basically personal and also adaptive. So content is not static. Okay, so it can throw the contents in a dynamic manner. So, and this has already been implemented in many of the online platforms. Okay, But having said that, in the classroom also, there are many, many tools now coming up. And in the classroom environment also, it is going to revolutionize all other things. So starting from even in the case of creating a syllabus, what kind of a curriculum would be suitable for a particular batch of students, and all other things can be done very easily using AI. And of course, it is a tool that can aid human. Definitely, I mean, it's not going to replace the human in terms of the tutors and teachers or faculties.
I would like to ask you, if we want to get ourselves educated with the help of an AI, artificial intelligence-aided machines, we need to learn from the listener's perspective. Do I have to possess a specific awareness about utilizing AI tools?
Yes, of course. We'll have to look into the ethical part of AI, or also like what kind of a data is being used to train the models, because there are some inherent issues like bias of the model. So the model can go bias, like gender bias, bias on caste and community or color or anything, socioeconomic status of that person. So essentially, we need to look at what kind of a model it is, what kind of a tool it is, whether this model or the tool is being made as per the ethical norms, and then only we should select those kind of tools, definitely.
From the user's perspective, to be the user of AI tools, do we need to possess any specific skill that is needed, or generally anybody can opt to AI and get what they want?
Anybody can do AI, no doubt about that. But little bit of a skill, like if you are using a generative model or a large language model, if you have a little bit idea of prompt engineering, I'm not asking somebody to be an expert on prompt engineering, but some idea of that, then probably he or she will get a better output, because the entire field of AI is kind of garbage in, garbage out. So if you fed in, if your input is of quality, then you are going to get a good quality output. So that's the basic thing is required. Otherwise, like now it has been democratized in such a way that anybody can use this kind of tools.
So you have mentioned an important keyword, that is prompt engineering. So we have to be correct in what prompt we are giving. So could you take us through how we can equip ourselves through prompt engineering? Is there any rules?
So there are various materials available in the internet where you get to know like how to prompt a particular model or a machine. So prompt is like what kind of instruction you are giving so that it can generate the output into the desired manner that you are looking for. So it starts from very basic prompts to very complex prompts. So, but I think there are very basic prompts available, or if you even apply some common sense while giving some kind of a prompt to a machine, even then you will get a decently good output.
Speaking about technology, it would be a great remiss if we don't mention India's contribution in the field of computer science, technology, engineering, and including artificial intelligence. So from you, I'd like to know that India's contribution in the field of artificial intelligence, how do you see the future of India in the field?
I would like to mention we are already IT superpower. In fact, this generation, the Gen Z generation that you see, this is actually an IT generation, okay? Because they are there in this particular domain. So definitely India has a lot of contribution in terms of IT and AI, and India will be able to do a lot more contribution. So Indian startup ecosystem is building a lot of AI applications. You talk about any industry, they're already been doing. And also there are a lot of resources going on in the premier institutions in India, like IITs and all other places. So definitely India is going to play a major role, because the actual democratization of AI will happen in India. And also from a market standpoint, also India is a huge market for all the companies who are building AI tools and AI applications. Also, it is a good test bed. Okay, if you want to test any kind of AI applications, probably India is the best market or best test bed to do that. So overall, India has a lot of role and a lot of things to do in AI.
Some concerns, some larger concerns, which I would like you to respond. First is about AI replacing human power in the field of jobs. There is a concern that AI will replace or displace people from job. Is AI a tool or a threat?
No, AI is of course a tool, and it is never going to replace human. It is going to be a second pair of eyes kind of a thing for any human or any job. Because we can go back to our history in the first industrial revolution, second industrial revolution, and so on and so forth. Every time we thought like machines are going to replace human, but we have seen instead of that, more and more jobs are being created. This time also it is exactly the same. Any new technology comes, it will elevate the job that the humans are doing into a better kind of a role, more cognitively, more challenging kind of a role, rather than replacing human completely from there.
The ethical aspect in the usage of data, because AI functions mainly with the data that is being fed. While talking about ethical aspects, how far the field of AI has absorbed the aspect of ethicality?
It has already been practiced now, and there are a lot of ethical frameworks are coming up, ethical guidelines are coming up, and all the companies who are building AI applications, these practices are now being given to the developers and the data scientists so that they follow it. And in fact, in India also, there are a lot of focus on the ethical AI. I think Government of India has recently floated some RFPs and all those things on the building of ethical AI applications. So definitely, we have got a huge focus on that because it is kind of a double-edged sword. It can cut from either side. So how to utilize this beautiful technology or this powerful technology for the mankind, for the humanity, that's where the ethics or ethical norms or ethical frameworks comes into picture.
You have touched upon health, education, and also there is no doubt AI is now in every field. That isn't a field where AI hasn't placed its footprint. With that being said, sir, the AI which is getting into the lives of all of us, there is a sense of resistance to change that is also being witnessed among us. So to change that mindset, to build in an interaction with the AI, what would be your suggestion? Where to start to avoid this resistance to change?
So resistance to any new changes is a common phenomena. It's a human nature. But what I'd like to stress upon is AI is a tool, like any other tool that we are using either on our work or our day-to-day life. So AI is not a threat for us. So it's a very beautiful tool. It's a very powerful tool with a lot of cognitive elements built into that. So that's the beauty of that. Because many other tools probably doesn't have that cognitive element. That means that intelligence factor. But AI has that. So I think we can use this tool in a very, very responsible manner. And we can harness the power of this particular technology. Because there is no doubt that this technology is going to transform every aspect of our life. It has already been doing. And it is also transforming the humanity and how you look at different things. So it's as good as like invention of fire or invention of internet kind of a thing. So AI is going to be like that. So there is no threat.
From you, we can infer that artificial intelligence is an all-weather friend of us.
Absolutely.
So with that positive note, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on artificial intelligence and its significance. The participants were Dr. Utpal Chakraborty, artificial intelligence expert, and Bala Nagendran D., Akashvani correspondent. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094044.